Hope you're doing a bit of cooking these days. I am. Autumn's a time in the kitchen where things sort of slow down a little bit and you get some fantastic autumn ingredients. I think of mushrooms, I think of Brussels sprouts and things like that coming in. Yeah, great time of year. The weather cools down and we start to slow down. And I want to find out more about what's good to cook in autumn and a bit about why it's good to cook with the seasons also. So I've enlisted the help of a friend. Simon Evans is the man. He is a friend of mine from the Wollongong hospitality scene, and he's also my co-host on our podcast, The Food Fight. He joins us now to talk all about autumn cooking. Simon, how you going, mate?
Stefan, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. He's sounding very enthusiastic this morning. It's too early for a chef to be getting up at 10:45, but he's up and about just to talk to us. Simon, to get started, tell us a bit about what does sort of autumn cooking mean to you? Like, what do you start thinking about in the kitchen and feeling when we start to get into this cooler weather?
I really like autumn. Being a British expat, the temperature comes down to something I'm much more comfortable with. So you feel that in the kitchen straight away. So definitely, just what you said, mushrooms, wild mushrooms come into season. It sends chefs wild. You'll see all of them on Instagram holding pine mushrooms in various forests across the country. There's a reason for it, though. They're delicious. If you ever see pine mushrooms anywhere, you should buy as many as possible. So that's the first one, I think.
Have you been out and got a few this season yet?
I haven't yet. My chefs have been there a couple of times checking. And on our recent trip to Melbourne, I think we had a fair few dishes of pine mushrooms as well. So I've eaten more than I've been picking this year.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, what else? What other ingredients can we cook with in autumn?
I mean, it's very much a sort of transition season, especially sort of April. We're steadily moving into winter ingredients, but there's still some of those summer ingredients left. So things you kind of, like we're getting to the end of the fig season. Tomatoes are still looking pretty good right now. But then we're moving into things like chestnuts, mushrooms, citrus is starting to come into season. And you very much see the price of lemons and limes starting to come down in the shops as well.
Talk about chestnuts, because I've got memories of being in Europe with my parents, you know, way back in the day, people sort of roasting chestnuts on an open fire and you kind of eat them out of these cones of newspaper. A really fun and interesting way to cook them. And I always see them at the shops. I'm like, I should get some chestnuts, but I actually don't really know what to do with them other than grill them on a barbecue or something like that, roast them and eat them.
They're a bit fiddly and a bit much misunderstood. They're almost more of a sort of potato, sweet potato, kind of sort of yam kind of texture and vibe to them rather than being a nut. So they make an amazing puree or a soup, just roasted. The main thing is you have to get them out of the shell. So the best way I've found is to give them a little score with a knife. So just put a little crisscross on one of the sides. In a really hot pan with a bit of oil, saute them until they're crackling. And then once you've kind of given them a bit of color, put them in a bowl, put a cover on top, whether it's cling wrap or a bowl or a plate or something. Let them steam, and you should be able to crack away the outside tough kind of skin and the little kind of the skin inside that. And you end up with a beautiful golden piece of chestnut. From there, you can boil it and puree it. You know, makes a real nice puree to let it down a bit more, makes a beautiful soup. Or you can take those pieces in and give them a little roasting. And they work kind of in sweet and savory applications. It's a very classic dessert called Mont Blanc, which is a chestnut dessert, but also really well in savory applications as well.
Awesome, awesome. I think I'm going to make some chestnut soup. You've just inspired me. Yeah.
Get some chestnut.
What's sort of on top of the hit list? What's another one for autumn?
Things like pumpkins, like the root, you start feeling more root vegetable. Pumpkins will start to come in. Things like sort of see less here, parsnips, but pumpkins you'll start to see on the shelves and, you know, obviously very delicious, and can be used again in sort of savory and sweet applications. You get all these kind of sort of very sweet vegetables coming and things coming along. It's like that long kind of hang time through the end of summer into autumn. There's lots of sugars in everything. So, and then there's things like Brussels sprouts, kale, brassicas and things like that. Everything's starting to go celeriac. another very underrated vegetable.
I think a lot of people look at celeriac and they just think, what is that? And how do I use it? Explain celeriac to those who are, might not have cooked it before.
It's like a massive kind of funky, slightly aniseedy kind of potato.
It's the weird thing at the supermarket that you might see that's this gigantic root, and it looks like sort of, I don't know, it looks like some monster's head with a beard of roots coming out of it and stuff. But it's a gnarled looking thing.
One of the easiest ways, very classic recipe, is celeriac remoulade. So you basically kind of julienne it or cut it into fine strips for the non-chefy ones out there. And then you make a mix of sort of mayonnaise, anchovies, capers, gherkins, mustard, and mix it all together, and you have it raw. And this is awesome with cured meats. Was this kind of accompaniment to pork and lamb and other things?
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Simon, remoulade, a celeriac remoulade. It's very classic stuff. All right. Finally, to shamelessly plug, tell us a bit about your/our podcast, because there's some interesting stuff happening. What's it called and what can people expect from it?
So our podcast is called The Food Fight. It's basically a hospitality-based podcast, but we cover all issues in the food sphere. So we talk to lots of chefs, producers, even the academics about various issues. So we explore all these things that you kind of hear little bits and pieces about in the media. So things like wage theft that kind of you might see articles about, and we delve in deep and kind of get to the bottom of them. Pretty good podcast in my humble opinion.
I'm sure you all agree. In mine as well.
Recently did a great little trip to Melbourne and spoke to some awesome people there. So we're releasing a podcast every Monday. It's just the Food Fight podcast. Well worth a listen if you want to hear us natter on about things like this more often.
There you go. All right, Simon. Look, that's some awesome info. You've inspired me to make a chestnut soup, and I'll be seeing you soon. Have fun this weekend at the Naruma Oyster Festival, and thank you so much for joining me.
Welcome, mate. We'll see you later.
See you, Simon.